G'day, Shane.
Hey, Luke. Morning, Luke. How you going?
I'm good, thank you, Shane. Where are you?
Where I am is between Tokemon and Deniliquin on the Southern Riverina, on the Murray River.
The Riverina in New South Wales?
Yep, I'm about 10K from the Murray River at the moment.
Okay, and what do you do there?
Trying to be a farmer.
Have you had any rain?
Yeah, we got 32 mil, so that's why I'm sitting on a tractor now trying to make the most of it at the moment.
Good on you. What are you putting in crops, are you?
Yeah, I grow crops. I grow vegetables through the 12 months of the year. I'll try and do anyway.
How many acres are you on?
I've got 150 acres here, but I've got about 20 acres in at the moment. And then I'll gradually increase it in the summer to go into the winter, but I'm not sure on this year and how much I'm going to put in yet.
You own the farm?
The bank owns it.
The bank owns it, yeah.
The bank owns all of me. I might only own the shirts on the back of me back, but that's about it.
Don't worry, the bank owns me too, buddy. The bank owns me too. Shane, so you're on the land, you're in the Riverina, which is supposed to be a fairly lucrative place to farm. Have you suffered from the drought?
Shit, yeah. Yep.
Do you run livestock as well, or are you purely crops and vegetables?
Purely vegetables. I don't have any livestock at all, no.
Okay. No. Tell me what you're going through. Tell the rest of Australia what you're going through.
Now you're making me nervous. What we're going through here, we had 0% allocation last year here.
Can you explain the water allocation and how it all works? To most Australians, it's very complicated.
It's very complicated and it's hard to put it in a nutshell in a short time. But basically, South Australia's got a certain percent. On the Victorian side of the Murray, they've got a certain percent. And where I am on the New South Wales side, I've got a certain percent. At the moment, I think South Australia's might have 80. Don't hold me to that. I'm not sure. I think Victoria's got 50. And on the other side, we've got nothing here. I think the way it was, South Australia put so much money up to dams, so they get allocated a certain percent. I think the way it all goes. I've been trying to study it for years and I still can't get my head around it.
Yeah, it's very complicated, isn't it? So are you, your farm, is it right on the banks of the Murray?
I'm about 10K away, so I'm not far off it.
So what, you can draw water from the Murray or not?
I'm on the Murray Irrigation, which the water comes from Mulwala, the Mulwala Canal, which also there's a lake at Yarrawonga, the Yarrawonga Mulwala Lake. So what it does is there's one channel system that disperses off the Mulwala Canal. That's our system. And there's a weir at Yarrawonga, which is the Murray flows straight through there. So all the water that's going through to South Australia is going down the Murray system, and there's a certain percentage that's going through our Mulwala Canal at the moment.
Now, just explain to me, how much water is released for farming as opposed to water that is released for environmental reasons? That's where it gets confusing.
It does to me too, to be honest with you. They don't. What pisses me off the most is with them, right? Like I said, I'm on the river. If I go to Victoria and I go to Cobram to buy parts or Shepparton, right?
Yep.
You go over that bloody river and you see how hard that thing is flowing. We've got no water here, right? Water's $700 a meg here. When it gets past the Barmer Choke is in flood. Right? It's a bit like Chris Brooks. He's the Southern Riverina irrigation. He's like the president for our area. And he was on 60 Minutes the other week. And he come out and he said, he summed up beautifully. He says they got like a 20-litre drum sitting there and the Barmer Choke's like a 10-litre drum. And they're trying to push all this water through. They're wasting it. Now, what about all the animals that are in the Barmer Forest that are getting flooded out? That's all been forgotten about, you know? There's that much bullshit going on. They had 37 gates open, letting fresh water out into the ocean.
Into the ocean.
Like, what? How stupid could you be? We're in a drought. The Darling's got no water in it. They're flowing it past us, and they're letting it out into the bloody sea. All right? to go past the choke, the Barmer choke, north of the choke, I think it's around $900 to $1,000 a meg, right? Now, you've got these almond plantations that have been planted, I think, from corporate funds, right? They can go onto the open market and pay $800 a meg for water, and they can still make money on that, right? Now, the area I am in is between Tokemoor, Finley, and Deniliquin. Normally, if water's around the $300 to $400 a mark, they'll plant the summer crops. They'll plant rice. They'll plant corn. They'll plant cotton.
Yep.
There's nothing going in here. This industry and this town around here are dying. The dairy farmers are dying. There's one bloke, Neil Campbell, he was on 60 Minutes the other day. He said to me, I spoke to him there 2 weeks ago. He said, Shane, I messed up. Why? What's wrong, Neil? He said, I should have got out 12 months ago. I have stuffed up. I am further in debt now. Now, we got these pencil-pushing bloody knobs. It's a bit like you said that trucking bloke you had on there before. Blokes pushing their authority around that don't actually know what the industry is in. It's not only the trucking, it's every industry. It's the only way you could describe it. Now, we've been trying to fight to get water. Now, not this September, the September before, Murray Irrigation put out a forecast, and it come from the water board, and it said our worst case scenario is for us in this region, you will have 14% by February, right? February rolled around last year, we got zip. Nothing. Now, folks putting summer crops in, expecting to get water of an allocation, and we don't get it? You know, and like I said, these almond plantations that are going in, now, if they pay $800 a meg for water, right, that puts me out of the category. I spent $60,000 this year on water. I couldn't get a loan off the bank. I've stretched myself over the limits to do it. I spent $30,000 there last year. There's $90,000 in 2 years. To see it running that bloody hard and going out into the sea?
Into the sea. God.
Now, the dams aren't the bloody problem. Yes, put more in. But is it going to run past us more? Is it they're trying to push that much there? There's that much corruption going on? Like, this country they've got the almonds in, it never had water on it. So what they've done is they've put big pipes in, irrigation pipes, to feed all these almond plantations. Now, I can't afford to grow. My area can't afford to grow for that. I can bloody bet your balls that in the Goulburn Valley, the water comes out of the Goulburn Valley too into the Murray. So all the stone fruit growers in that region, they'll be having the same bloody problem. Be up in the Murrumbidgee too, they'll be the same as they get water down there. Like, that you're complaining, that they're all complaining that, you know, oh, the price of power, price of power, the price of food's going to go up. I tell you what, Luke, it's bloody going to go up for us to survive.
Yep.
It's bullshit. It is absolute bullshit what we're putting up with.
And I hear the desperation in your voice, Shane. I hear the desperation. I wish there was something I could do.
Well, I tell you what, right? Alan Jones, there was a Sheila from Berrigan, right? She's on the Western Kerrigan system, which is on the other side. They sent out a letter saying that they needed 5,000 megs to run their stock and domestic, right, system. They come out, Western Kerrigan come out and said that we've only got 2,000 sitting in storage. We need another 3,000 to run, right? This woman, she rang up Alan Jones, right, and she got onto him and she was in tears and she come out and Alan Jones said, well, what do we do? And they were going to sell their livestock. And basically, Susan Lee is our area rep, right?
Yep.
Now, Alan Jones says, I'll get on to her. Well, he got on to her the next day. Now, the next day after that, it must have rained or something because they found 3,000 megs, enough to run their stock in domestic. You know, there's that much bullshit and corruption going on. You can see it. It's sticking out like dog's balls. You know, they're worried about, like you said, they're worried about the next term in Parliament. You know, it annoys the hell out of me. You get that Barnaby bloody Joyce, 8 weeks ago, wherever it was, he comes out and he says, oh, it's hard to make a living off a $200,000 a week, $200,000 a year wage. And then he comes out and he says, well, if you can't make money in your business, yeah, so up.
Yeah, I thought that was an extraordinary thing for Barnaby to say, because I've always believed that he was in touch with his constituents, and that is the people of rural Australia. What about this Michael McCormick, the new leader of the Nationals? Is he turned up?
There was a bloke that was at Cobram doing a lunch on Friday.
Was that Little Proud?
No. He's not going to show his face down here. He's not going, because they had a rally in September and they invited Susan Lee to show up. They invited Little Proud to show up and none of them showed up. The excuse they come back is with, because the growers in this region are suing the government for misconduct from what they did with the water situation. There's more to it. I don't really know about it. Okay. Susan Lee came out and said, well, they're suing the Commonwealth. We can't do anything about it. It's not our, we can't discuss it. Now, I don't know. I'm in two minds what to do. I've bought water to go through this year.
How much? You said you spent $60,000 on water last year.
This year.
Yep. $60,000. And yet you're watching water in that Murray River flowing out into the ocean.
Yep.
Because that's considered an environmental release.
Yeah. Well, you work this one out, right? Yeah, environmental release. Now, 3 years ago, we had floods here in 16. That river flooded.
Mm.
Last year, they flooded the river, right? Through the choke, the Balma choke. They flooded it. This year, they've done the same. Now, a gum tree only needs a flooding, a drink, once every 10 years. Now, they've done it 3 times in 4 years. It's, you overwater something, you kill it. Now, is that what they're trying to do? Is overwater the trees to kill them and then to make the Murray wider, to let more water through the choke? Is that their hidden agenda?
I have no idea. But you're there. And here you are, sitting on a tractor at 1:30 in the morning, and I can hear the desperation in your voice. You were talking about the dairy farmers in your area going on their knees, on the bare bones of their ass.
Well, I can do where I am here. I can do it.
And we're spending $50 billion in submarines we won't get for 50 years. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like in a 20K radius, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that are gone that I know of. There's another one there he's had to cut back. On the northern Victorian side of the Murray, northern Vic, there's dairy farmers dropping out there left, right, and centre. Like, what is actually going on? There's more of an agenda behind this, but we've got to figure out what it is.
I don't know. Listen, Shane, I'll let you get on with putting your crops in, and I hope you get more rain. And how about you and I stay in touch, eh?
Yeah, no, we will, Luke. We will. There's a meeting they're going to have. It's a convoy to Canberra. I don't know, I haven't been talking to anyone yet. I've seen it come up on Facebook early December. I don't know how many people are going yet, but it's just trying to get to the politicians if we can. Like, we've got to get media out here. We really do. Like, the rice industry is nearly rat shit. It's nearly gone. You know, and the rice industry is one of the most, what's the word for it?
It's all right.
For using water, it was one of the most. No, I've forgotten what I was going to say, Luke.
It's very water intensive, and do we look at some of the crops we're growing and say, listen, do we need to grow rice?
But it just
uses a hell of a lot of water.
It does, but there's also the environment that goes with that too. You get your frogs and you get your turtles and you get your fish and all those types of things, your bird life that go onto those rice paddies.
Yeah, no, I hear. It also employs a lot of people with the shotguns to get rid of the ducks.
That's right, too.
Yeah, no, I've had duck hunters call me in the middle of the night that are protecting the rice paddies. Listen, Shane, when's this meeting?
It's early December. I'll know what it is. I'll let you know if you want.
Let me know. Now I'll give you the email so you can stay in touch. It's easy. Nightshift, all one word, @MMM.com.au.
Yep.
Stay in touch. Yep. Let me know when this meeting is, and we'll talk again soon. Shane, chin up, mate.
Thanks, Luke. See ya.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm just pissed off. I can tell.
I can hear it.
It just annoys the hell out of me when like you said, they're spending that much money on bloody submarines, right? And I've had an hour, 2 hours break from 6:30 this morning or yesterday morning, right? I'll push through till 3:00. I'll have a couple of hours. I'll get up and I'll go again because I can't afford to put many people on. Like, and that's the other thing. Like, blokes are cutting back on the dairy herd, letting staff off, and they're leaving the area, and they're trying to do more work themselves, and they're missing out on their family.
I know. Shane, I hear you. Thanks for your call. You take care, okay?
Yeah, will do. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
You hear the desperation in his voice? He's just fed up. And it's bureaucracy. It's like what Rod Hanafy said. You got people who have never been involved in the trucking industry telling the trucking industry what to do, and you got people who've never been involved in a farm, never been involved in farming, never had soil under their fingernails, and they're telling these farmers what to do and how much water they can have or how much water they can't have, and yet it's all flowing out into the ocean for environmental reasons. 133353 is the telephone number.